What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Verzi Effect Podcast Show. My name is Paul Verzi, and you guys are listening to episode 545. How the hell is everybody doing? Hope everybody is doing well in between shows. I hope my microphone is working well, okay? Because somebody said my microphone was not working well, and I don't know why the green light is not on my microphone. And we're going to try to figure that out. But as I'm doing this, I see that it says the microphone is connected and working. So there you have it. I'm just going to let's lower the light a little bit, maybe. Okay. So hope everybody's doing well. And there you go. You got my New York Giants sign over there. You got my album right there. You got the TV poster. Got some shit in the background. Let's see. Is this better? Maybe? Okay. I don't know. Anyway, 5:45 and some cool stuff to talk about. Some deep stuff to talk about on the show. I want to talk about some heavy shit. Now, maybe go a little lighter. Okay. And of course, somebody's texting me right now. No, it's too dark. Sorry. All right. Anyways. So, some stuff to talk about on the show today. A little heavier, you know, we'll get funny. You know, I know you guys are liking the sneakers talk. So, we'll get into that as well. We'll do maybe an unacceptable. So we got some stuff to talk about. So sit back, relax, wherever you may be. Thank everybody for listening to the Verzi Effect. Thank you for making the show grow. People are slowly figuring out that it's not just audio anymore. But you guys can get the Verzi Effect podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, all that shit. I would also like to thank everybody who is spreading the word about my special, which right now is streaming only on Netflix right now, called Nocturnal Admissions. The show is doing incredibly well, and I'm very, very grateful that the hard work that I put in, people are seeing and recognizing, and most importantly, enjoying the show, enjoying the hour of my stand-up. And, you know, nothing feels better than people saying, wow, you made me laugh out loud, and I was laughing for 60 minutes, and I loved it from beginning to end. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to give. I didn't want to give any bullshit, and I wanted to make sure that I was happy with it, so then you guys would be happy with it. And so thank you all so much. And having amazing comedians and people reaching out, talking about it, just means the world to me. I worked really, really hard, and it's a goal that I wanted to accomplish. And you know, not going to get sentimental here. I'm not going to cry, but I just wanted to tell everybody that it does mean a lot, man. And, you know, when you put your mind and your heart and effort into something and you don't know what's going to happen or if it's going to happen, you know, if I'm being honest with you guys, you know, there were times, man, where I would be killing on the road and I'd be like, is anybody going to see this? You know, there would be times where I would just come home and my wife would be like, oh, you know, how are things going? You're doing well. I hear the shows are going well. And I'm like, yeah, but I just got to have people see it. I got to have people know me, you know, because I want to put my stuff out there for everybody to see and enjoy. And hearing people now saying, Paul, I never knew who you were before, but oh my God, you're one of my favorites now. Like, that means the world, because it just means that I was able to get my work out there to people and have people see it. And I can't thank Netflix enough. Netflix is a joke enough for giving me the opportunity and believing in my hour and saying that the hour belonged there. So all you people watching it and spreading the word and telling people, man, I can't even thank you enough. You know, I wish I could thank you all, give you a hug and be like, man, I appreciate you. But and all the people that are buying tickets to shows and stuff now and stuff like that, but come up and see me. Like, I don't give a fuck if the shows are sold out. You know, I'll come out and, you know, give a pound to my fans and, you know, take pictures and do all that. I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to sneeze and I'm not editing out the sneeze. How about that? But, So I'm very, very grateful. And again, Nocturnal Admissions, go see it, check it out and all that stuff. There you go. What I wanted to talk about today at the beginning of the show, and again, with all the holidays and this being the, you know, the week after the 4th of July and stuff, I wasn't able to get studio time in the city I'll do that, you know, soon. We're working on a bunch of stuff right now. I got a bunch of promo stuff this week coming up, but I want to talk about like depression when you feel it coming. Okay. Does that make sense? Like, make sure this, I mean, it seems like it's on. So, if it's not, then you're going to get shitty sound, but you know, what could I do? My producer's going to Italy. I was talking to a buddy and I was talking to some people and people that deal with depression and anxiety and OCD and panic attacks and all that stuff. And unfortunately, I dealt with it since I was so young that I kind of know how to control it. And, you know, you just live your life like that. You figure out, you say, hey, this is what it is. But for anybody out there suffering with any kind of depression or whether you get like, you know, panic attacks or if you have OCD and you're fucked up and even, you know, functioning in regular life is difficult sometimes and people don't know it, right? People don't know it. You get up, you feel horrible, but you got to let everybody around you think you're fine, right? You can't let everybody know that you feel beaten and defeated and anxious and panicky. Nobody can know that, right? In your mind, you're like, fuck that. So you go about your day and you're struggling and you put a fake smile on and you eat, thanks for, and then all you're thinking about is when am I getting home to my bed? When is this going to be over? One thing that I've learned to do is I've learned to, I'm going to sneeze. Shit. Damn it. It's funny. You're like trying to say something deep and you're just like, yeah, you know, and here's the thing about life when it gets you down. But what I was trying to say is that, when you feel that coming, there are things you can do to kind of get in front of it. Somebody said that to me once. They go, man, when you feel the depression or you feel something coming, get in front of it. You know, try to figure out a way to, you know, really know that it's coming. And ways that work are, and I've talked to buddies who have told me it worked for them. Doctors have told them that this, and it could work for you. So take this if you are mentally having any kind of issues or you feel, you know, you just get into that thing where you're starting to let, like, I guess, doubt creep in, you know, doubt, insecurity, confidence, lacking confidence. Like when that starts to happen, here's what you can do. First of all, and I know it's going to sound nuts. And you're like, Paul, what is this, a fucking medical show or a comedy podcast? Well, fuck off. Okay. I'm trying to help you assholes. Drink a lot of water. Drink water all day. It's just what it does for your sleep, what it does for your body, and what it does for your mind. Constantly drink water. Drinking water all day, it's an unbelievable like lifeline that just people don't use enough. Also, go for a walk or a jog, okay, if you feel it coming. Also, don't use any tobacco products or alcohol products for a couple of weeks when you start to feel this shit coming on. And I know some of you were like, oh, well, that's where you lost me because that's what gets me through. But that's the problem. It gets you through, but it's also a depressant. Alcohol is a depressant. So you feel shitty. You feel like you start to get depressed. You have a couple of drinks and you feel better. What you're doing is you're adding a depressant to what you already have. You're just putting a quick Band-Aid on it. So then you go to sleep and you wake up and you feel like shit and it's all back and it's even magnified. Stay away from that. Stay away from booze. Stay away from tobacco shit for a while. Okay. And like, again, this is for people that have mental health issues. And if you don't, and you're like, all right, Paul, just fucking talk on the podcast and I'll get there. Okay. But a lot of people suffer from this, and this is something that will help because I know that when I'm feeling bad, it's like, okay, it's time to pump the brakes. It's time to slow life down, take things one step at a time. You know, and if I could help my listeners anyway, I might as well. So go for a walk, drink water, just take care of yourself, get rest. This helps you get in front of it. Because what happens is the other thing people do is instead of getting in front of it, they kind of ignore it and think, oh, I hope it goes away. I hope it doesn't come, but it's coming. It's coming. You know, some of those bad guys are coming and that you gotta be ready and prepared, right? You know, if you knew a bunch of bad guys were coming to your house with guns, you would start getting ammunition ready, or you'd start being ready to fight back, and you'd be ready, right? You wouldn't be like, oh, I hope they don't come. Hope they make a wrong fucking turn. Hope they don't know where the house is. No, you'd be like, all right, I'm prepared for this shit. Okay. So that's what you got to do with your mental health. Get in front of it. As soon as you see it, shut things down, go to bed early, relax, eat right, sleep right, take care of yourself, talk to somebody, and obviously don't be ashamed of getting on medication. So that's just a little quick thing I wanted to say at the beginning, because I was talking to some people and there are things that happen where you can actually, if you've dealt with it long enough, and that's an unfortunate thing to say, but if you have dealt with it long enough, you could kind of see the signs and the warning signs and the red flags that come about it, where you know you're like, okay, this is coming and it's not great. And I'm going to do everything in my power, and it may still come and may hit you and knock you on your ass, but your any kind of like preparation and taking care of yourself beforehand to nip it in the bud is going to be better than just taking on the fucking storm without an umbrella. So there you go. That's all I wanted to say. I know some of you people are like, what the fuck was that? I turned on. I just started listening to this podcast. Now he's talking about how to stop depression. I just watched his special. His special was funny. This isn't too funny. He's talking about how to stop depression. I know. Well, I'm sorry. If I could help one of you assholes, it's worth it, even for the other people that are pissed off. Plus, wouldn't it be exhausting if all I did was jokes on this? I was like, let's talk about this. And what the fuck is with that? And the blah, 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 this. I put my thing out. You'd be like, whoa, dude, that's a little. I'll go see him live. I don't need to. Nothing is worse than that. Even to us, like when our peers or comedians are like always trying to be on or always doing a joke, it's like, oh, you're either fucking autistic and can't fucking control yourself, or you're just insecure and you don't know how to fucking behave, you know? But like, nothing is worse than that. Like, oh, what'd you say? Well, how about that? Or what about this? And all this, well, we went through the, it's like, yeah, dude, I'm eating and relaxing right now. I'm not on stage. So why don't you calm down? A lot of you guys liked the sneaker talk. A lot of you guys liked the sneaker talk. And they said, I should definitely always do a segment on sneakers. I told you my affair with Air Force Ones is coming to a close, maybe another month, and then I'm just shutting it down. When this new white pair that I have starts to get fucked up and a little dirty and dusty and gets a crease, I think it's going to be a little away with the Air Force One whites for a while. Don't get me wrong. If I find a pair of Air Force Ones that I like, that are nice, maybe different, maybe like a suede, maybe that don't crease as much and they look good, I'll get them. But for now, they're kind of on the back burner. I am looking, however, at Nike Craters. Nike Craters are the ones that like the foam on the bottom, and it's from recycled goods. They're nicer for kids because the bottom is like smoother and it's like, it looks like gray and part of the sneaker. This is kind of a little more choppy and like literally cratery all over, but the ones that are white, or I should say beige and orange, are kind of cool, maybe for the summer. So I'm looking for those. If you like cushy, comfortable, light sneakers, I think you could check out the Nike Craters if you like maybe like a thick bottom, but they look kind of cool. You could check them out. Crater, I believe, Nike Craters. They're not too expensive either. They could be good for the summer. So check those out. I was looking at the green Jordan 3s. I don't know if I love them in green. And then, there was actually a couple pairs of Pumas and Adidas that I'm looking at, but I just, you know, you're picky. I'm picky with my sneakers. So I want to wear something that's comfortable, but I am to the point now where I'm like, all right, go with the weather too. You know, if it's going to be 90 something degrees and sunny for the next couple of months, I can't wear, rock the black and the browns and all that stuff. That's fall and winter shit. You know, a lot of times you could get those color sneakers for less money now, less expensive now because it's out of season, but I'm all about the off-white, the beige and the white sneakers right now. But like I said, the Air Force ones, I'm not gonna do as much. And I'm trying to think of what other sneakers other than the Craters that I looked at that I liked. No, I think that was pretty much. Oh, and of course, Air Max. Like I said, Air Max ones with some different colorways. Those you just can't really. They just go with everything. They go with I was actually talking to Nate Borgazzi about them, and he made a really good point. He's like, no matter what age you are, that's the thing. You could be 50 or 60 years old in Air Max ones, or you could be 19, 20 years old in Air Max ones. They're just that classic looking. It's just like a classic, timeless looking sneaker that is comfortable. You can run in them. You can wear them with jeans. You can wear them all over the place. So that's a really good. Those are really good sneakers as well. But yeah, I'm going to definitely check out some new Nikes and try to get into some new shit. And of course, you can never go wrong, like I said, in the summer with a nice pair of Vans if it's the right color. Trying to lose weight. I'm doing okay. I don't know why my hands are up here, but I can push down everything. Trying to lose weight, just pushing down my chest and stomach. Eating better, but I did a good thing last night. Went to a restaurant. Okay. We went out with another family, having a good time. I wanted to order the steak. I haven't had a New York strip in a while. I wanted to get the steak. And then I said to the waitress, is there any specials? And she goes, oh yeah, there is one. Never brought it up. Kind of unacceptable. Not going to be a dick. Young kid. Not going to be an asshole. But then it was some organic salmon. And I ended up getting the salmon, which was hard to do. It was really hard to do. But it was good. It was okay. The steak probably would have been better. Steak at a restaurant, at a good restaurant, is always going to be good. But I'm trying. But I fucked up. I got an Irish coffee, and then I came home and I smoked a cigar and had a couple of Trulies. Wasn't the greatest, healthiest Saturday night, but what am I going to do? It's 90 degrees. We're home. I'm off. I got a new box of cigars. And yeah, I lit up a stick and I had a couple of pops. What am I going to do? Watch the Yankees. Unfortunately, it was one of their first losses in months, but they lost to the Red Sox, but we're winning the series 2-1 so far. We play them tonight, I believe. But yeah, it was just one of those nights. I was feeling good. I was eating okay. And then boom, cigar and a couple of drinks. Does that make me a bad person? I don't think so. I finished Stranger Things, so I want to talk about that too. All over the place with this pod. I know. Opened up with depression, watching out for it, trying to nip it in the bud, talked a little sneakers, right? Trying to take care of my health, my eating habits. And then I went right into Stranger Things. I'm going to tell you this though. I like the last two episodes of Stranger Things, I think, brought me back. I like that there's an answer for the whole thing now. You know, I like that there's an answer. Spoiler alert, if you didn't watch the rest of Stranger Things or you don't know where Stranger Things is at, you can fast forward this podcast. Spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about it, though, talk about what I think. And I will even try to let people who never saw it understand kind of what's going on in very, very layman's, you're still going to have to watch it. But basically what I liked about the last two episodes of season 4 or volume 2, was that you finally know what was happening with Hawkins from the beginning. Now, you know what Eleven's purpose is. Pretty much, she was at this school for these extraordinary kids or whatever, and she got into it with this person that now you find out went to another realm and caused all this stuff on the upside down of this town and all that shit. So I like that. I gotta say, the outfit of the creature is pretty fucking creepy. I'm sure a lot of people will be that for Halloween. It came together good. It had moments. People that you wanted to see die kind of died. You kind of see things coming to a close. Some of the kills were brutally violent. I mean, spoiler alert again, but the fact that this dude is pulling some Freddy Krueger shit, but he's putting you in a trance. So like you're awake and he's putting you in a trance and he's breaking your fucking arms and legs and then sucking your eyes out of your head and just dropping your lifeless corpse down there. And he's doing it with a fuck. It's pretty gangster. I'm not going to lie. You know, this dude is showing up in scenes on some Vader shit. I mean, it's not, listen, Darth Vader is the Jordan. We all know that. Darth Vader is the Jordan of villains. When Darth Vader shows up, it's like, holy shit, he's in this picture. He's in frame. He's talking. He's going to fuck somebody up or he's going to make some sort of commands. He's pissed off. That's Vader. But when this dude comes in Stranger Things, you know, like some shit is going down. And if he gets you, he's going to fuck you up. So, you know, this dude, just no mercy, just elevates you, cracks your body apart, sucks your eyes out of your head, and just drops you like it's fucked up, man. So that was pretty cool. And now I just don't know what they're going to do at the end because he's like still out there. And I get it. They have to make it still out there. You know, Hopper coming back on a helicopter or whatever he did. It's a little much. The fact that, you know, the plane they flew, you know, Winona Ryder and the other guy flew a plane in the snow in Russia to get, listen, things happen. What can you do? But I do like the way that it ended and all that stuff. So I would say Stranger, almost to the point where I want to watch the season again, because it was pretty gangster. I'm not going to lie. And I like the kid who played Eddie Munson. Didn't know he was a Brit. I think he's a Brit, which is hilarious. All these guys. But that was pretty cool. And then I saw something, guys, that really, somebody recommended this to me. So if it's one of the people that are listening right now, thank you. But I almost wish you didn't, because this really fucked me up. The girl in the picture. Oh my God. Oh my God. If you haven't seen The Girl in the Picture on Netflix, I don't even know if I want to recommend it, but maybe I should, just to honor this person who had such an unbelievably difficult, horrible life. I mean, I don't even know what to, without spoiling it, I'll say that it's about a woman whose body is found off the side of the road. And you find out about her past and what happened and her children and the person that she was with or kidnapped or whatever. I don't want to give a lot away, but it let me realize again that the devil is real or like legit evil, legit evil shit. You know, like when you realize what some people were truly capable of, it really does make you want to just hold on to the people that you love. And you see some shit like this and you're just going like, how on earth could somebody have the capability of doing something like this? How in the world can somebody like consciously and like knowingly be this fucking horrible and this evil in the world? It is so brutal. And the fact that this person was a sweetheart during it, it was really like, I watched it like angry. And then I even tweeted about this. Then another thing I watched was that Leave No Trace. That's my unacceptable for the week. Okay. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the actors. The actors were fantastic in it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the people that made the movie and put it together. It had moments where I was really watching, but you can't, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you the movie now. Spoiler alert again. Okay. We're naming this episode spoiler alert. That's the episode. 5:45 is spoiler alert. I'm going to just talk about shit that I saw. And if you want to go see it, you go see it. Now I'm getting angry. Okay. Now the podcast is going to turn. Okay. I know it was getting heavy. It was this and that. But now I'm upset because if this happens, I'm glad. But here's the reason why I'm not fully upset is because I know this was a movie and it didn't say based on true. Because if it was based on true, I'd be genuinely, genuinely angry. But here's the fucking movie. Okay. I'm up. The everyone else is sleeping. I'm home. I'm downstairs. I'm like, let me chill out, decompress. Okay. Dude, the light on this thing is bugging me out. I don't know why. Let me decompress. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch a movie late at night in my house. Oh, look at this. It's on. It's suggested high. Leave no trace. And this is what the movie was. The movie was a man and his daughter are living in the woods. Their life is camping in the woods. They have a place. They do drills in case anybody comes to take them. They know how to do it. They know, leave no scent. They cook in little pots with fire. They have a tent. They do all the shit that they do, all this stuff. And they're in a public park though. So sometimes if somebody sees them, they got to move. And long story short, somebody sees them, reports that he saw a girl up in a tree reading a book. And these people come in, the FBI comes in, and they take this man and his daughter, and they're basically like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you here? She's homeless. This isn't right. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, no, you know, and they find out that she gets schooled by him, and she's advanced because she reads and writes because he's teaching all this stuff. But they're living in the woods. When it rains, they can't. So finally, they're like, look, we're going to put you in a house. We're going to give you a job. You're going to be in a community on a farm. And she loved it. She loved it. She fucking met a friend and she was playing with bunny rabbits and fucking he had a job where he was like helping this guy with his Christmas tree company and all this stuff. And then he would be miserable because he didn't want to be indoors. He didn't want to use phones. He took the TV and threw it in a fucking closet because this guy was nuts. And then middle of the night, wake up, take all your things, only the things you need. And they fucking leave. And then they hitchhike. And this poor girl, his daughter's in the fucking woods. They hitchhike and they get on a fucking 18-wheeler and they go all the way to Washington State. And he's walking in the woods where fucking Bigfoot lives. She's freezing. He's holding her feet. She's in the woods. I don't know why she's not looking at him. I'm like, dude, I was just in a fucking bed and I was playing with bunny rabbits and I have friends now, you lunatic. Now I'm in the woods where, you know, they're making camp. They find a shelter, a shack in the middle of the woods. They make a fire. He goes, I'm going to be back. A day goes by, he doesn't come back. She dresses up, goes, looks for him. He's almost dead. He fell down, broke all his stuff. She sees a bunch of fucking four-wheelers and people. They stop, they drag him, they help him, they take him, they bring him to this trailer camp, this trailer park, put him on a couch, let him rest. They give him a free trailer. Now she's got another community she's happy with. Okay, and I'm like, all right, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Then she's got another community, you know, fucking, you know, she's got another community that she's meeting people, having friends. They sing songs. They sit. They even gave her a dog to help the dad walk. The dad's trying to get better on crutches. She's like, I like it here. Everything is good. And then guess what? Pack your stuff. We're leaving. This poor girl, like, finally got another community and they start leaving in the woods. And then she goes up to him and she hugs him and says, I know if you could, you would stay. And they both cry and she walks away and goes back to camp and he just walks into the woods and he can't fucking and it ends like that. And it ended. This shitty father. I was thinking of my daughter and anybody else who has a you imagine you're taking your daughter out of a shelter, out of your job, out of fucking all this stuff, a refrigerator, all this stuff, and you're just bringing her in the fucking woods because you're a Boy Scout who fucking was in the military and she's sleeping. She's freezing. She might die. He's going, stay with me, puts her in a fucking thing. And it's like, and finally she's like, you're fucking nuts. No. Like, leave no trace. What does that mean? This guy's a fucking mental case. He was good to her. I give her that. She should have been taken from this lunatic and he should have had psychotherapy every day. Instead, this kid's just living in the woods. It infuriated me, dude. It infuriated me. I was literally just angry. I was angry going, that's your little girl, you fucking asshole. What are you doing? She's freezing. Why? Because you know how to make camp anywhere in the world. So this little girl's got to sit there because you're fucked up. She's got no friends. She's just sitting in a tree, reading a book like she's fucking a female Tarzan. What are you doing? Oh, dude, I was like, what? I don't even know who to be mad at. I don't even know if maybe this reaction is what they wanted from people. Maybe they're brilliant and it's a brilliant movie. The acting was great. But I was just like, okay, so you're going to just, okay, so the point of this movie is you get comfortable and you get your shit together and life is going good. And now you got to go run into the woods and go camping with your daughter. Oh, dude. So that was that. That was, thank God it wasn't based on true. You know, thank God it wasn't based on true. You know, he would get money from other, you know, and then walk to a supermarket and get shit and then go back and just live outside. And then like they gave him a job and she had like a community. She was like on a farm and shit. It was nice though. It was like, they gave her like the nice, they had nice views and shit. Yeah. So I know that like, you're probably like, why is this guy getting mad like this? Cause I invested 2 hours of my night to watch some shit called Leave No Trace, which is kind of a cool, okay, what's going to happen? They're going to kill somebody. They're going to get killed. What's going to happen? Where's the thing going to do? No, it's like just a guy taking his daughter into the woods from her comfortable house. Yeah, that's, and that's where I'm at right now. Hold on. I got to just pause this real quick. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Just this video clicked up and I didn't know what the hell. All right. Anyway. So yeah, so that was my, so I saw Leave No Trace, frustrated me, liked Stranger Things, and the girl in the picture got me really sad. So I'm watching things that were like pissing me off. You know, I'm just watching things going like, what's wrong with the world? What is going on? So, you know, I probably, you know, what's funny is we were going to go to a drive-in. Like, yeah, let's go to the drive-in. We'll take the kids to a drive-in. We'll see the Minions movie. And next thing you know, I'm just watching dark shit. And I'm like, I probably should have done a little Steve Carell Minions, you know, just mindless. Just, but then I would have ended up throwing Twizzlers down my gullet like a fucking fatso, drinking like a gallon of Diet Coke and throwing down popcorn. And then you feel like a big fat fuck when you leave and you regret it and stuff. So maybe sitting here angry was worth it. Yeah, though, that, so there's your movie review. That's what I talked about with sneakers. I hope you enjoyed that. And the depression talk. So there you go. I mean, I gave you some stuff, you know, I'm sorry. I gave you some stuff. I have a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be doing a lot of promo stuff. I think you guys might be seeing me on TV soon. I got some big shows you're going to be seeing me on. So, next week doing some promo for the Netflix special. So please tell everybody and continue to watch it and stuff. And, you know, hopefully more and more people see this special. And what I'm really happy about is I got a ton of new stuff. So if you come out to Rosemont Zanies right outside Chicago, which I didn't realize that that's where the latest shooting on the 4th of July was right near. So rest those people's souls and anybody that is hurt. I hope they get better. And I heard that the community is sad. And I got to be honest with you, man, I'm getting tired of like, you know, I went to Buffalo and they were sad because of a shooting. Now I'm going to Rosemont, Illinois. They're sad because of a shooting. And it's like, I want to go and bring joy and make people laugh and happy. But like all these things are making me feel like shit, you know, plugging them, making me feel like a gross person being like, hey, were you near that shooting last week? Well, guess what? Now you could smile because I'm coming. It's like, it feels weird, man. It's like, it's just a fucked up thing, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come out there and I'm going to bring new jokes from the special. You're going to hear a ton of new material and I'm having a great time with it. And I'm writing as I'm home, you know, and I'm getting ready to go out for this tour. So I'm really, really excited about it. You can get tickets right now at paulverzi.com or zanies.com, the Rosemont location, July 22nd and 23rd. I'm just going to be there for 2 days, Friday, Saturday, and I believe it's 2 shows each day. So 4 shows total. Get your tickets for those. And then Michigan, I'm going to be at Full House Comedy Club in Michigan. I believe Thursday, I am doing the Park Theater. Okay, you could get tickets. I believe that's either in Grand Rapids or Holland, but it's close. It's a Full House Comedy Club show, but they're putting it on at the Park Theater. So Park Theater, if you're in Michigan, go to that. Then I'll be Friday and Saturday, I will be at the Full House Comedy Club. You can get tickets to that. And those dates are Thursday, the 28th, I believe, at the theater, and then the 29th and 30th at the Comedy Club. So you could check that out. Those are on my website as well. So you can get tickets to that. And then we are working on a bunch of fall dates, and hopefully I'll be coming to a city and a town near you guys. And you could check paulverzi.com for all of that stuff. Also, I know a lot of people are asking, hey man, you and Bill Burr do a podcast. What's up with the Anything Better podcast? Yes, we just recorded one. We took some time off. Bill was dealing with the movie. I was dealing with traveling and 4th of July stuff. So, all that stuff was going on, but AB was recorded. You guys will hear that next week as well. And please subscribe to the Verzi Effect, subscribe to the Anything Better. Subscribe and like the Verzi Effect, but also subscribe to my YouTube channel, the Anything Better YouTube channel. Go to my website, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and all that. And thank you guys. You guys will be seeing me with promotions and stuff. Please spread the word about Anything Better. And I will be having guests soon. Now that things are calmed down, I'll be in the city with the guest very soon. I will talk to you guys then. Thank you guys.